What differences do the two of you see pre and post this act for students on college campuses?
Well, you know, if you were somebody with mobility issues, pre this act, you might find yourself being carried up a flight of stairs to go to a class. You might find professors and colleges not willing to move classes to where you could easily access. You might have a bathroom that you could get to, but you couldn't access it because you couldn't get into it. Or if you did get into it, you couldn't get your wheelchair into a stall. If you were a student who was blind, you always had pretty good services. But if you were a student who had hearing impairment issues, the school did not have to provide you with an interpreter in your day's work. If you were a student who was physically unable to perform the operations of daily living for yourself, you couldn't live in a residence hall, because they would not allow you to have a personal care manager who would handle all that, so you would be very excluded. If you are a hearing impaired student and you were not allowed to have an interpreter, you would be living in a world where you could hear nothing that was going on. And they had to give you what you needed for your classes, but they didn't before have to give you what you needed to be a full and functioning member of the community.
The other thing that I see, in addition to what Peg has mentioned, is this has empowered students who have disabilities to be able to say, I belong on college campuses just as a student who doesn't have a disability. I started at Murray State in 1993, and prior to teaching in the special education department this year, I worked with students who had disabilities on our campus. And in 1993, we had about 50 students on campus who had identified themselves as having some type of a disability. And at the end of this past year, we had over 600 students, closer to 700 students on this campus, who had identified themselves as having a disability.
Why is it in 2015 we're only celebrating the 25th anniversary of this act? This seems like some legislation that could have and should have been passed decades earlier.
In 1973, there was actually an act called Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act. And it was proposed in 1973, but if you go back and look at any of the history of it, it wasn't actually authorized until 1977. It took 4 years for Joseph Califano, who was the Secretary of Education at that time in the federal government, to actually, and a huge demonstration of people with physical disabilities at the office in California, they actually were locked in for 28 days in that Department of Education there in California to protest his lack of moving this forward to the president's desk in 1977, this was. So actually, Section 504 was the precursors, but it didn't have a lot of teeth to it. It didn't carry any significant punishment if somebody didn't do something, if there was still discrimination, but it was a start. So really then when President George H.W. Bush signed the ADA into effect in 1990, it was really to change and make into law what was actually passed in Section 504, so that it became something that was people could see it, people could believe now that there was something to help them if they did have a disability. So it just took time.
The other important thing is now finally it had teeth, and so there were penalties. And that is what really made the difference. But it's like any other kind of civil rights act. The ADA is civil rights for people who have disabilities. Look at how long it took us to get the original Civil Rights Act. We still don't have civil rights for all of our people equally. If you're GLBT, for example, you are not covered. So I suspect that, you know, it is the resistance to giving people what they need to be successful as human beings that was manifested toward members of the community of people who have disabilities. So it's a real interesting situation. One of the big things, too, that I see on campus is in the early days, a student with disabilities that were visible felt very alone on campus. And now, people now are a part of a community. They're no longer isolated. There are many people who have a visible disability on campus. I also see a much greater willingness to talk about having learning disabilities. It used to be, a source of great shame and secretism. And now students will come up and say, I have this need, I have this problem, what are you going to do for me? And I'll tell them that they need to go to the appropriate office on campus and tell them what they need, and as soon as they tell me that they need it, they've got it. And I know for me as a professor, I no longer give in-class tests. I no longer give very tight due dates because I know that students of differing abilities and differing issues may need longer. And that way, everybody is treated the same. And students who have, quote, special needs don't have to be stigmatized.